First of all, I would like to introduce Councillor Stretch Contal from the Greater City of Geelong Council. And Stretch is going to talk to us a little bit about the Council's perspective with climate change. So if we can welcome him to the microphone now.
Thanks very much, Dan. Like Dan, also I'd like to acknowledge the Wathaurong people and their elders past and present, and welcome you all here this morning, I think, for a very important gathering. Also in our midst from Council, today's Councillor Eddie Contal, my brother, but also a Councillor in the City of Greater Geelong. I come to this issue from a couple of perspectives. One, I'm a Director of Bar and Water, and also a City of Greater Geelong Councillor. And in recent months, both those organisations have been turning their mind to onshore gas extraction, fracking, as we all colloquially talk about it. And we both we realise as two organisations that it's very important that we have a joined up position as a community on what is tolerable and what is intolerable as far as onshore gas extraction is concerned. So I was very pleased to receive a meeting, an invitation to a public meeting in my ward, Manifold Heights, last Thursday, where the public debate commenced in relation to onshore fracking and developing of a policy for this area. And it would be remiss if I didn't turn up today to hear from the residents of the City of Greater Geelong so that we can help shape up the policy for this region. Because whilst we know that the mining permits ultimately are a state government responsibility, the City of Greater Geelong will have a pivotal role to play on whether this issue, whether this area becomes a no fracking zone or not. And that was the resolution that was passed very strongly and clearly at the public meeting last Thursday night, where lady here at the front, she was there, and the resolution was put very strongly. The people there said no fracking any time in Geelong. So there wasn't any if, buts and maybes. It was a very definitive resolution that I'll be taking back to the City of Greater Geelong on Tuesday night and tabling at the council. So whilst as a council we don't have a formal position, I will obviously move through the community. And as a family, we discussed the issue, and at the moment, the only messages that I'm getting is that there's great concern in the community about preemptively moving in a positive way in supporting of fracking. The one message that came to me last Thursday that was very strong and very simple is that the gas that they're exploring and seeking to extract has been there for millions of years. Potentially, what is the rush? What is the rush? Why is it an issue that needs to be dealt with so quickly, ahead of really understanding the science behind it and the longer term impact on the environment, health, waterways, and just general amenity of the areas where fracking is allowed? So. That's the message of caution that I would be taking back to the City of Greater Geelong. But apart from today's gathering being very timely from an international perspective, in that we're the leading community in talking about this issue as part of an international movement, as Dan said, 2,500 plus communities around the world, and we're fortunate from a timeline perspective are discussing it first. And with the photo opportunity that we're going to take up in a minute, we can push the message out internationally that we as a community are talking about this issue in a very serious way and we're very concerned. But at the local level, the City of Greater Geelong is at the moment working on developing a policy in relation to what its position is going to be in relation to onshore gas extraction. And the submission period finishes on the 26th of September. So I really do urge you all to jump online and put your submission in. It doesn't need to be war and peace. It just needs to be just your views as you see them. Don't worry about spell check. We can sort out the message above and beyond that. But I think it's very important that the council hears from its residents as to this on this particular issue and on what are your concerns. Because this is a very new issue for the council. And I thank those members of the community who have been coming to the council meetings and who have brought this issue to the fore, and which has then resulted in council moving to develop a policy. So I do commend the Geelong Sustainability Group for getting off their backsides and doing something about this very significant issue. And thank you on behalf of the mayor, the councillors, and all the citizens of the City of Greater Geelong for taking the time to bring this very important issue out into the public, so that we're having this public debate. Because ultimately, the policy that we as a council adopt on this issue must be the one that the community wants us to promote. So, as I say, I'm very impressed with everything that I've seen so far, both from Thursday's debate, obviously today's gathering, and the discussions that I've been having, and Councillor Edie Contell likewise, that we will be bringing back a very clear message on what we see at this stage is the community's view on onshore fracking. And from what I hear, the community's view thus far is that no fracking any time in the City of Greater Geelong.
Right, thank you very much, Councillor Stretch.